Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us here in the studios to talk about, the Balloon Fest is back again from Hale. Yes, Kathy Allward. How are you, Kathy?
Just fine. Thanks, Kevin.
Yes, glad to have you on the program today. And, of course, Lori Wayon is here, too, but we're going to talk to her in a little while. This event is coming up quick, isn't it?
Yes, we've moved the event 2 weeks earlier, so it's September 6th. So just a little more than a month away.
Now, was that a weather-related thing?
Well, yes. We're hoping that Mother Nature will be kinder to us because, as you know, the last few years, yes, she hasn't been the best. So we're hoping by moving it up, it'll be warmer, the winds will be calmer, and we'll have lots of balloons in flight.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about, it's more than just balloons, though. There is a huge list of things that are going on.
There is a huge list of things going on this year. It's going to be a one-day event, which is a little different. We've had 2 days the past couple years, and we've decided to scale it back to 1 day.
Okay.
Which I think will work good. We're going to start the day off with our pancake breakfast, which will be from 8 to 11 at St. Pius Church, and that's sponsored by the Knights of Columbus.
Okay.
So you can go in and have some yummy pancakes. And when you're done with that, go back to the Iosco County Fairgrounds.
Okay.
And pre-register for that 10K run.
That's
going to be starting at 10 o'clock, but the pre-registration is at 9.
All right.
And this year we're excited because all the proceeds will go to the Plainfield Township Fire Department, which are our local heroes.
Right.
We can't say enough about them. So it's a great event. Burn off those pancakes.
Yeah, there you go. Have some pancakes, build up the carbs, and then get on out and run it off.
All right. After that, we have a lot of great events going on Saturday. We have the Arts and Crafts Show, which will be going on from 9 to 5. The Friends of the Library, again, are here this year.
Oh, okay.
And they always are very involved in children's activities. And so we're excited that they not only have the activities this year, they're bringing in the children's author, Buck Wilder.
Oh, all right.
So that will be happening. And they also will be having a children's birdhouse workshop. And that's going to be sponsored by Bernard Building Center.
Okay.
So that'll be an exciting thing.
Okay, very good.
We also have something new. We have an antique appraiser coming this year. The man's name is Mark Moran. He's from Wisconsin. And he is part of, he's been a guest appraiser on the Antique Roadshow. He's written over 25 books, so if you have something that you think is valuable, it's $15 an item to bring it in.
Okay.
But you must pre-register.
Okay.
All this information, you can call me at 989-728-2525 to pre-register, but all the information is on the HaleYes.org website. That also, at the same time, the antique appraisals will run from 11 to 3. And all this will take place in the Commerce Center, which is the former high school. So also in that venue, we're going to have an antique and collectible sale, is something different. And the cool thing about it is we have a shuttle service between the fairgrounds and the Commerce Center, and that's sponsored by Royal Carriage. So it's a horse and buggy. You can kind of take a leisurely ride over to the Commerce Center and see what's going on there.
Oh, very nice. All right. Well, also joining us from the Hale Yes organization, Angie Besner's here. How are you, Angie?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on the program. Now, you're going to go through some of the other events that are going on. What else
I
is happening?
We're going to talk about the Forshee Metalworks Car Show.
Mm-hmm.
It's to be held Friday and Saturday, September 5th and 6th. On Friday, they'll be having a block party at the Iosco County Fairgrounds starting at 5 p.m. and lasting until 8 p.m. They'll have a DJ there featuring 50s music. We're kind of requesting that people wear 50s clothing because they are having a contest, but it's obviously not required.
Okay.
And then Saturday, on the 6th, we'll be doing a car show at the Iosco County Fairgrounds as well. That will be from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Registration starts at 9 until noon, and the registration fee is $10, and voting will start at noon as well.
All right.
So the kind of cars that they're looking for are originals, customs, trucks, rat rods, and toys.
All right.
Car cruise at 5 p.m. that day, ending with a dinner at the Hale area, the Hale Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And more information at 989-218-2372.
Very good. Man, we're packing a lot of stuff into one day here.
Like I said, we are busy, and yeah. we hope we're able to have a lot of fun activities that will attract a lot of different people. And we have a lot of our yearly favorites are coming back, like the Hale Garden Club. I can't say enough about that right. group who continue to make our streetscape beautiful. And so this is a fundraiser for them, and they're bringing, it's their annual perennial sale, and that will start at 9 and run until they sell out. Mm-hmm. So that's always a big hit. Again, our 4-H group is going to be on hand with pony rides and a petting zoo, which is, the kids love that. Yeah. And also getting with the animals, Carrie's Gentle Grooming will be having her annual pet show, which is always a highlight.
Yes, it is.
Everyone likes to bring their little pet in and show them off.
You bet.
And then to finally finish off the day, starting at 7 o'clock, we have the wine tasting and Taste of Hale, which is probably my favorite because after all this going on and coordinating, I'm ready for a nice glass of wine. And so that always is a local favorite, too. We have live music. It's just a very relaxed atmosphere, lots of good food and great wine, great local wine.
There you go. Exactly. Wow, what a day that is. And of course, the balloons are there too. So come on out and see those also.
Yes. And I just want to mention, even though this is a one day event for Saturday the 6th, we will have balloon flights Friday night the 5th.
Okay.
At dusk.
Yeah. All right.
And then Saturday at sunrise and dusk, and then again on Sunday morning.
Okay.
All this is weather permitting.
Of course.
You get sick of hearing us say that,
no.
But we're really hoping, moving it up a couple weekends, that we'll get more flights off. And then, of course, another highlight is Saturday night, the beautiful balloon glow.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's worth coming over just to see that. It's
That's right.
incredible. And in closing, I guess I need to say these events would not be possible without the support of the sponsors, starting with St. Joe's Health System. They have been with us for 5 years, and Carol Broadcasting. I know when we first pitched this 5 years ago, everyone just kind of raised their eyebrows and thought, what? But I mean, we've partnered. We are so appreciative of all the support that you guys have given us.
Well, we're glad to be a part of it, and I know Lori Wayon's here from St. Joseph Health System, and you guys are just as happy to be a part of this.
We are. We're proud to be a sponsor of the event, and Kathy's always so generous with her positive affirmations for us. But at the same point, the leadership of the hospital does understand the importance of community partnerships, and I remember 5 years ago when Kathy and the group approached us about trying out this new festival, and I think at the time our thought process was, it was about 60 years ago that somebody came to our community, our founding fathers and our business people, and they had a dream of establishing healthcare services close to home. So we thought, wouldn't it be great to give back to the community and another group of forward thinkers that had a vision to better their community.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win for both of us, and we're proud to be able to financially support the festival. And it's been a pleasure to work with Kathy and the group.
Thank you both very much, very much. Like I said, it's an expensive event.
Yes.
But it's something that the community really enjoys. And with our balloon sponsors, event sponsors, and of course, St. Joe's Health System and Carol Broadcasting, we've been able to really pull off a unique and fun event.
Very good. Now, Kathy, we went through everything pretty quick. I would imagine everything's available at the website right now.
Yes, mm-hmm. haleyes.org. So if you have any questions, my phone number's on there. You can always reach me. And my poor girls are very well informed on what's going on. So if you can't get a hold of me, they can help you out.
Very good. Kathy Allward, Angie Basner, and even Lori Wayon, thanks for stopping by today. And I know we'll be talking more about this as we get closer to the event.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.